This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow in the latest diplomatic effort to ease tensions regarding Russian troops amassed at the nation's border with Ukraine. In his opening remarks at the Kremlin, Scholz addressed the Ukraine tensions, but also noted Germany's economic ties with Russia, which complicate Western efforts to agree on how to punish Russia in case of an invasion. Scholz also said the leaders had to confront the difficult situation concerning peace and security in Europe, saying the most important thing is that they solve relations between states through good talks. Russia's defense ministry announced shortly before the meeting that some units participating in military exercises would begin returning to their bases, giving hope that the Kremlin may be easing the situation and not planning to invade Ukraine imminently. But it gave no details on where the troops were pulling back from, and the statement could not be independently verified. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stressed that Russia holds military drills on its own territory and according to its own plans. They start, go on, and end as planned. Without naming names, Lavrov said people were getting hysterical about Russian troop movements and accused them of informational terrorism. Russia has denied it plans to invade Ukraine while seeking security guarantees from the West, including a pledge Ukraine never be allowed to join NATO. U.S., its NATO allies, and Ukraine have rejected that demand. International affairs analysts suggest discussions of Taiwan at weekend talks involving Japan, South Korea, and the United States could be seen as a signal U.S. President Joe Biden aims to broaden the network of Asia-Pacific countries that could resist China's expansion. In a joint statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Japanese Foreign Minister Yamashi Hayashi, and Korean Foreign Minister Chung Yung emphasized the importance of peace and stability in the strait that divides Taiwan from China. This is VOA.